Look at the train.
Did you hear the train, Marley? The choo-choo train.
Feels yeah, good. It feels real good.
You've never been to the zoo?
Never. I'm coming out of my shell. Remember when we went to the fair a couple years ago? It was the first time for me in like, I don't know how many
years. That was
years.
Last year.
I thought it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Last year.
Fair.
Marley was a year old.
It was, wasn't.
It was like three times every year. I don't even need a mask, you know, I'm just trying to animals. I should just buy one of those packs.
I know. You know what I was thinking about? Buying one of those and come over here and walking every day. Because that's a good walk because you go up. You know, you go incline, down.
It's Blind Cool Tech 55.
Oh, Lord. That's why you want to.
I know it.
It is not.
It is too.
Hope you'll join us for the tour of the Louisville Zoo.
It's processing.
Okay.
That's just three.
Is that the Chase one?
Yes. It's a window right there.
Okay, how you doing?
I don't sound muscled in.
I don't know what I would do.
No, we got yours.
We got you, Shell.
Okay.
Thank you.
3285 Louisville Zoo on the 24th. Chase car. 3285.
Can I help you?
Yay!
There's a baby hippo today.
All right. What's a half of a train ride?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you need to go to the end of the window. There's a door on your left. And then ask the receptionist in there for membership.
Okay.
Was it an 8?
Let's go ahead and
order it. That's
your ticket. If we want to get like a membership, we'll just go towards the membership if we get it today.
Yes.
Okay.
Down this way.
How much is the membership?
$37 for an individual, and individual plus is $52.
Individual plus is what you may get.
Yeah. A family is $64.
Oh, you got a baby hippo, huh?
Yes. She's over in the gorilla forest area.
Okay. Great. I mean, if we do a family member, we're already half there.
Yeah.
You know what? Oh. I guess we're going to need our receipt. That was dingy. Hi. I get Sam.
Have a good day.
Me too.
I don't want my picture taken. No.
That must have
been. Oh, look at it. It's green.
Welcome to Local Zest. Please,
you got a
pro
family photo. No, thank
you.
Have a
great day. 28.
We need to do the
car. To see the
what?
The cars.
What is it? It's a Mustang convertible. What kind of green is that, Michelle?
I don't know.
It's
so pretty, though.
Oh, it's the 05?
It's Legend Lime.
Yeah, it's like a soft lime color.
Yeah. It's not a like a neon.
It's kind of annoying. That's how annoying people are with the snakes and stuff. So by the time we get there, we're going to be real hot.
Good idea, though.
Starbucks coffee. Maybe it's too hot for coffee.
I'm really excited to see this hippo too.
I like to still come here at night. Have you been here at night, Shelley? I'm going to come at night.
That would be nice.
Uh-huh.
It's not very many people at the zoo.
That's good.
Yeah, it is.
You hear him, Marlon?
So what are we going past? Let's do it.
Oh, look at the seat.
Well, let's get one.
We passed it back there.
You can read these. I'll read these for you.
Okay.
Okay, these are like lemurs. There's the ring-tailed lemurs, black lemurs, and black and white ruffed lemurs. And they're from Madagascar. Ringtails are the most social of Madagascan ghosts, traveling in groups of up to 30 individuals, entering around a core of adult females and their offspring. Females remain in the troop of their birth, but males move among troops. That makes sense. Adult females dominate others and appear to be responsible.
Oh.
Shall we?
What's wrong, Michelle?
A bee.
We're just standing in the shade.
What are they?
Bees. I don't see any of them.
But I think they're around there. They look like a kind of like a raccoon slash monkey.
Yeah. Perfect.
Hmm.
They look like a monkey.
They got the markings of a raccoon with the body of a mini monkey.
Oh, no. There they are down here, Shelly. They look like little cats from here.
Yeah.
Are they in a glass cage? Or?
No, it's open.
It's just got a big jump like down. And there's this big like rock thing that goes up
on the hip.
So unless they can jump really good.
They used to have the monkeys here.
There's just one monkey that every time I go see him, I want to cry. He shouldn't be in that cage.
Because he's what?
He's like a monkey. He's like an orangutan. He's just too smart. He, like, last time we were at the zoo, he, like, pulled a piece of bamboo, like, off the plant, tacked on the glass, pointed it at Marley, and then stuck it through a little hole in the glass up on the top right. And he wanted Marley to take it, because I tried to take it. And he, like, pointed back
at Marley. I'll be darned.
And I started, I got all teary. You shouldn't be in this little cage. My friend John's got a bench here somewhere.
Mike Miller.
It's over by the lizards. Remember that kid I went to school with that died?
Yeah. Oh, these memorial benches.
Just right here is Mike Miller, 1956 to 1996. Says, sit a while, talk much, and laugh often.
He was right down there. Look, Marley.
Come here, Marley. Yeah. Look, here.
You want to look at the lemur?
He's got a mouthful of stuff that needs to come out.
Oh, this is a good size cage. Wow.
That goes all the way around. Big circle.
I only see the one on the sofa.
There's the light ones right over here.
How big are they? Like the size
they're
of a cat?
Yeah, a little bit. It looks like a raccoon. Like a raccoon.
Hmm.
like the carousel.
You might not want to save that for a while.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't talking about
no.
Okay. Buffalo. This is my Buffalo Trace. The people who own Buffalo Trace are patients of ours.
Well, now, what's here by Buffalo Trace?
This is a wood carving.
A wood carving of buffaloes.
Hmm. Like full-size ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones that had that white one not too long ago. Did you see that in the paper, Shell?
Uh-huh.
Did you see that in the paper where they had that white buffalo?
Where?
At that Buffalo Trace. And it's supposed to be really rare.
Yeah,
and it wasn't an albino either. It just had white fur. Hair or whatever they have.
Oh, Lordy.
Look at the warthogs. Look.
Those are
fighting. Look at them. They're fighting, Shelly.
Come
here. Come over here and look at them. Look through here.
Look, Marley.
Look through here. See? The warthog. See it right there?
You're fighting, funny. This is Buttonhead. Every time, look, it's Timon, Marlon. They're cute. I mean, they're really ugly, but they're cute. They're so cute. They're really kids. You don't think they're kind of cute in the way?
No. Oh, they're cute. They're all going over there.
All right,
you ready?
A warthog, huh, Myers? They even have an ugly name.
No.
Do you see any?
No. It's a rock.
Here's a concrete rhino.
Full size?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll be darned. That's cool.
Look at the rhino. Look. Over here. Come here.
Ooh,
see
the rhinos over there?
Look at this. Say
rhinos. Say rhinoceros. Those aren't very impressive, are they? I agree.
They just like to lay around.
Sitting there on their
look at their ears.
Thank you. I never liked them.
You know what their ears look like? Calla lilies.
Hmm.
They look like calla lilies.
Something like
rhinos. Yeah, hold on. I'll be a hold you so you can see the rhino.
Shelly, do you remember that zoo in Phoenix where we could climb up that ladder and pet that giraffe? That was. Well, it wasn't a ladder, it was a whole wooden platform.
Ooh, I need to buy me some shorts or knives. I'd be hurting right now.
Mm-hmm, I know you would.
Just we always come in the fall.
Stellar's Sea Eagles, Lords of the North. The Stellar's Sea Eagle, with all its Russian and Northern Asian home, is the largest bird of prey in the world. An adult can measure 9 feet from wing to tip. 9 feet from wingtip to wingtip and weigh close to 20 pounds. Predator of very large prey such as the seals and swans. It is dominant predator in the region of coastal Russia, China, North and South Korea, and Japan. in Japan, a wintering area for the rare eagle. The Stellers is designated a national monument and is closely protected. Stellers eagle.
Liz, come look at them. They all
have their tongues. They're hot.
It's truly
funny.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Those are like really big
eagles.
Yeah. Sit down. Oh, you can see them right there.
There's spiders over there. Tarantula.
Sit down. Sit down like Mama said.
Sit. No, it's not going to happen. Sit.
There you go. That's good, girl.
Yeah, good Mars.
Look at the eagle. The eagle.
Now, what kind of cage are they in?
They're just in a glass cage, but on the outside it's netting.
Okay, so they can fly in there and stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Not very much, but a little bit.
And over here is the train for us.
Do you see it over there? Oh, spider. Oh, here's some. They're all over. I don't like those things.
Yeah, that was just like
These are all, those two are from South America.
You don't touch me like that.
Did I scare you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
One of the confusing species found in South America, the blue bloom can be found ranging from Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Bolivia. Along the western side of the continent. Species name reflects the mixture of color flashing on black that species can display.
Yeah.
I just want to like pick them up and hug them. I know about that. I've told you.
Yes. Well, they say it's the world's largest. Bird of prey. The world's largest bird of prey.
Oh, okay. So like the size of the ostrich?
Well, the ostrich isn't a bird of prey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the biggest bird besides the ostrich.
Well, condors are bigger than that, too.
See the ducks?
That goose. You ought to know what a goose is.
Goose. There's some duckies out there.
Yeah, there's ducks.
Right there?
I just said.
You say hi to the goose, Mars? With a goose?
The ducks.
Oh, duh.
The geese would just start chasing you, literally, for food. There'd be like five of them tailing you.
That's the way it is over there on, when we go to, the Fridays. They're over here.
I don't think you can see them from there, because that's another exhibit. There's vultures in here too.
No. Look at the giraffes. See the giraffes?
See them?
Over here.
Up along the fence.
This way.
Look, Marley, where I'm pointing. See the big tall giraffes? See the vultures out on the. It's pooping.
I've never seen a vulture before.
You haven't?
No.
No, I can't. Just drive around and.
I've seen them, but I've never seen them crack. It's a griffin vulture.
Yeah, so the worst part of living there.
Eastern and Central Africa.
Yeah, what was bad is if you were out sitting still too long, one of them would start circling. Like, oh, I'm going to wait on that guy.
So scary. So if I went and laid in Grandpa's pasture, which I'd never do, it's an ancient snake.
It's historic trees, a living heritage museum.
A living what?
Heritage museum established by Louisville Zoological Garden Horticulture Department. There's the ostrich. And what are those
like? It's like my favorite animal. They're so
awkward. So stupid. They got a little brain like that.
Yeah.
They're cool though. They're like a bird.
It's funny how they put some animals in together.
Oh, he's got to sit down. Cool.
Gazelle?
Gazelles and ostriches together. I guess because they're both from the same part of Africa.
Those gazelles can run like crazy, can't they?
Yeah. Look at their little legs.
They're like the deer of Africa.
Yeah.
Look at them. Aren't they cute? I don't like their horns. Look at his little tail. I don't like their tails at all. The tails are probably about 3 inches a day long.
It's a happy gazelle.
Okay, over by the rear, it's real thick, and then it's like real thin, like thinner than my pinky.
Oh, be darned.
Just a little like hair. At it.
It's like a what?
Large hooves keep them from sinking in the sand. Like camels, the addicts can go for weeks without water. Dark facial streaks protect their eyes from the sun's glare, while their light-colored skin blends in with the sand for camouflage. They will dig holes and lie down in them for protection from the blazing sun and wind.
They're from the deserts of North Central Africa.
They eat grasses and other vegetation.
And they smell like a skunk.
Yes, they do. All the
what are they called?
Addicts. A-D-D-A-X.
Look, is that the way they trap, Michelle? Carl, tell us like that?
Like, you're fixated on crap, aren't you?
Well, you never know when I'm in the woods. You can tell some things by their... you know?
I don't have a corn on this. I bet they think they're on.
You never hear of safaris from Africa coming to America to hunt deer or something, though.
They have these long antlers and they're curly.
What are they?
The same thing.
Oh, the addicts?
Mm-hmm. They have real long antlers.
Oh, there's an attic. I'd say, I thought that was a basement, but it was really the attics.
I like these birds.
What are they?
It's an East African crown crane.
A crown, that's his crown, I guess.
Yeah. From Zaire,
Uganda.
Never even heard of that country.
Uganda?
Uganda?
Never heard?
I haven't, dude. Ask me to name 10 countries in Africa, and that's about all I can name.
Kenya?
Ask me to name 11, I couldn't do it.
They lay 2 to 3 eggs, and you can bake them for 30 days. They can fly in 10 weeks.
Wow.
From marshes and grasslands near rivers and lakes.
And then they
stomp the seeds they walk to scare out their prey. What is this? A bongo.
Yeah, that's cute.
It's just like a gazelle but has stripes.
Big ears. Big horns.
Yeah,
they're a little bigger than them.
And that's an amazing animal.
The elephant, yeah. Look at him.
It just doesn't look like something that belongs in the 2000s. Aw, he's resting his head on the ground with his butt.
You know, they're so lovable and smiling. They used to give elephant rides.
That would be fun. Whoa, look at him. He's peeing.
Oh, that's a shower. What are you talking about? Look, they're running a little bit.
Aww. Look at the elephants, they're running. See, like, I had it. Which side, Bonnie? It's good if you're trying to make Asian and African.
Yeah, like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, so you can tell by the color. I think
it's
one of
them
darker.
They throw it with their trunk.
Look at that. I wonder if elephants are like that. See, the African ones, their ears are shaped like Africa. And Asian ones, their ears are shaped like Asia. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So like the African ones just have a longer ear.
That's how some of those people at the tsunami was saved because of the elephants.
Getting on their elephants? That'd be so cool to get to just ride an elephant.
Well, you know, when Dad was stationed in Thailand, they had them all over the place there.
They're really neat animals.
But how did they get up on those things?
With a ladder, probably.
Yeah, but...
Well, they look like they're smiling. I like them.
So how tall are these?
Natural history. They get 22 to 24 month gestation period, reach maturity at around age 18. The height is 9 to 11 feet. The weight is between 7,000 and 12,000 pounds. The life expectancy is 35 to 50 years.
Marley, put your diapers back in your bag. Those probably look like they're closer to 11 feet.
Yeah. Put those in there. Put them in there. Label them in there.
Yeah, it's even talking about it right here. Coincidentally, the African elephant's ear is shaped like the continent of Africa. The elephant's rough skin makes it no less than serve the insect.
Put them there.
Yada, yada, yada. We all know about elephants.
All right, let's go. That's okay. Just leave them there. Look at the animals. Look at the flowers. You see any flowers? Huh? You see flowers? Look for the yellow ones.
Ooh, the gorillas show off.
Look for the yellow ones.
What do they do, Shell?
Okay, the first thing I ever saw the gorillas, they had one of them had its, it was laying on its back and had its butt pressed. Everyone was crawling around and it was rubbing it. And then sometimes they'll smash their faces on the thing and make things.
I think there's two things they have not ever moved, I think, are the camels and the lions. Huh, I wonder if they use riding the camels, because they have little, like, leashes on.
I think maybe because camels are stubborn. Aren't they supposed to be stubborn animals?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, you can through drops. These,
they have them tied up.
I don't see people ride those.
I guess so they can grab a hold of them. Look.
Are they Shell?
The lips look like they ain't got no teeth, like an old lady with false teeth, her false teeth out.
And they need to be brushed really, really bad.
Somebody has a quarter available.
Oh, there's two of them.
It's a girl.
See? They're boy lion. Mm-hmm. They're lioness.
Do you want to see the big girl lion? Giant kitty cat. That aren't very friendly. Damn. Look underneath that rock. They look just like cats when they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I mean, they are cats.
They play a little rough.
They act so much like house cats. Aren't they cute? Alright, let's go on.
Like an animal. Good girl. Sound like you're talking to a dog.
I'm trying to praise him.
Good girl. That's what I do, the same thing with her.
I didn't mean to make it to an animal.
Zebra.
Those aren't
they just sit there.
I don't see
They're really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting back yet. And I saw the sickest picture of one the other day.
What was it?
Like, these people, like, apparently you can pay, like, $10,000 to go on this game farm to Africa
and
they had pictures of them holding up all these dead zebras, just like you'd do a deer, just holding your head up, smiling, almost puke.
Elephant, a rope.
The cat that you kill is a beautiful animal that's, deer are, like, overpopulated and annoying. Mess up people's farms.
So I understand killing them.
It is kind of like you're in a safari or something down in Rwanda. 14P is 1 to 5, 2F's is 5 to 15, and 4F is 5 to 15.
How come you didn't get me one of these then?
There was one for sale up there.
In Frankfurt.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
We had,
I always asked for.
We had one of these when I was a kid.
No, but remember, this is what I always told you. I want a hippie van, that's what I called it.
That thing's seen its better days.
Eurovans are better than the new ones.
I hadn't seen those yet. Nope. Not back in the 60s.
I don't like the petting zoo, so y'all go around.
Just skip it.
Alright. Or I was going to say, y'all can take one of them. I'd rather not go.
Look at the old bikes. Look, dude, here's an old tandem bike.
Looks like yours.
I knew somebody was going to say that.
No, it doesn't look like yours. It's probably in better shape. This is probably
shut up.
Better shape than yours and more sturdier than yours.
Well, yeah, it's definitely more sturdy. It's a heavy-duty one.
Check them seats out.
They're trying to make it look like we're really, like, in some old African safari. There's, like, an old gas station and all this stuff on top of the van. That's what the van is. And then they have, like, when you go in the gorilla thing, they have all these cots hanging on the wall and the old typewriter.
Look
at that zebra. It just sounded like a horse.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, is that what that was?
I think it's too big.
Oh, they have a wash your hand station now.
Yeah, after the petting zoo.
African outpost latrine, food, provisions, and curios.
African outpost, that's where they sell coffee for $5 a pop. I mean, $5 per burger, $5 per pop.
Poking ice and Starbucks. But are they inside? Can we go inside? Yeah.
Are you going to go here and see the animals? Get your car.
Oh, you can. I didn't know that. I never knew you could come in here.
Here they are. They're all sleeping. They're training monkeys.
They're sleeping.
Almost a little.
Dang, they just passed out on the middle of the floor.
Do
I mean, because they look like people crying, you know, so it's really funny.
Yeah.
Just like random. See the monkeys sleeping?
Taking their siesta.
Yeah.
Monkey sleeping.
Oh, there's, is there two or three over there, Chef?
Two.
Okay, I didn't know the other one.
See, these monkeys, they're not sleeping.
they're look, picking over themselves.
Come.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh. Say hi, monkey.
Hi, monkey.
See the monkey swing? They have a swing for the monkeys.
Yeah, they like to swing on the ropes. They're like just like you, monkey.
You're a little monkey.
Just like you.
They like to climb and jump. Swing on things. Alright.
Let's let the monkeys sleep. They're realistic. Oh, he's putting on a show for us, that's
why. Oh, look. What's he doing?
Oh, look. He's swinging. You see him?
And he stops in midair.
You want to come show off for us, buddy?
Oh, look, this one woke up. So is this one waking up?
Forget him. Hi, monkey.
A woolly monkey. A tall tail. Some of the world monkeys, like a woolly monkey, are distinguishable by their pencil tail, often referred to as a hand tail. It can grab, pick up, carry, and reach for objects. The monkey can hang from it for long periods, and young woolies often play and wrestle with their tails. Is he eating?
Mm-hmm.
He's eating. See the monkey over there eating. Eating lettuce. They had toys. See the little toys? They had toys in there. You see the toys? Ooh, what's that over here?
Oh,
isn't he cute?
They went out for us. Mm-hmm. You're this little monkey. I don't want
them. Those are cute. Those look like the kind of that.
Oh, these are
the organ grinders. Uses.
From Colombia.
Cotton top.
Yeah. Oh, their head's probably only like 2 inches around.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Come over here and look, Marley.
Or like their face and stuff. They're tiny. They're like the size of a very small chihuahua. Tamarins can leap up to 10 feet from branch to branch. From the Caribbean coast to Colombia.
They have a little
thing
going for them.
Aren't they cute, Mars?
Look at the tail.
Oh,
and there's white, and black, and brown, and red.
They're so cute.
Anyway. Yeah.
That's not enough room for them to jump around. I guess they're safer here than they are in Colombia.
Come up there, Mommy.
Huh?
Come up here.
Can we talk to you? Look, they have a little bowl of berries.
Alright. Come on, get in your wagon.
Get in, drop it.
She's the mother. You're just the grandfather.
Around.
Here they're out here now. Look, Marley, they came outside. Is his tail tagged? Or does he have his toy? They have their toys.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. They said their tail's like if they're a hand. Next your hand.
Yeah,
This one, Charlie. Good. I could have gotten some water back there. The social mongoose of the African savannah. And make it in a rack.
Oh, look. Oh, there's a baby there.
What is that?
The Megan mold.
Ooh, they look like little rodents, too.
Ooh,
I don't like them. Watch out, Marley.
There's the meerkat. They're all
hiding. These meerkats are interesting animals.
They have a sippy cup, Marley.
Do they?
Yeah, there's like two sippy cups.
They have sippy cups.
Those are new animals.
Sippy cups. Down there, see them? The sippy cups on the floor.
Is it meerkats that post like guards on hills? And
oh, they're too small.
Live in burrows in dry areas of southwestern Mongolia, Namibia, Botswana.
Look, here's some.
Right here. Lying down in the corner.
Look, here's some baby ones.
So small.
They have no hair.
They don't have hair. They get over it.
I don't know, they look closed.
It looks dark.
That's why I smell barbecue or something.
Yeah.
They have lids. You want some in your
wagon?
You want some cold water in your sippy? You give me your sippy.
Okay. Marley, hold this. Get in your wagon, I'll give you your sippy.
Okay, you have to ride your wagon for a little animal again.
That's a good girl. That's a good girl.
She likes to leave
up really good. Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Don't you, Michelle?
I guess I know her.
Good girl.
Mm-hmm. I get it from my mom.
Michelle, you're a good girl. Got it?
One drink?
I got one.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
So what's all over your shirt, or are you just sweating?
I'm sweating.
Are you hot, Daddy?
No, I'm
hot.
That's
why you need to get some t-shirts. I keep telling you, but no, you still ain't so sweaty.
It's my face that's sweaty.
I know she wears some shirts.
I don't have any.
Because you never wear them.
Yeah.
Because every time I try to get you, no, I won't wear them. I won't wear them. Whoops.
Yeah, she puts a lot cooler than me. I got one on my view, too.
I'm just fine.
Uh-oh. The wheel caught it.
What's that to the left there?
That's where we just came from. That's where we went in. And not on the other side.
That was a weird smell in there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It smelled like a barn.
Someone had an appetite, it sure didn't have to take it away.
Yeah, well.
A lot of people were eating in there, I guess you didn't know. The gorilla.
They only had
their
first
milk
up. There was y'all.
Mm-mm.
You hear y'all eat the same.
Oh, surprise await you along the trail. Your journey through Gorilla Forest takes you through winding bush trail. Keep your eyes peeled for hippo tracks, honeycombs, hiding insects, and other signs of life. We've scattered clues along the way to help you explore. There's also lots to discover on your own. Have fun. Look through the loop. Look at the size of that frog.
Look at the size of that frog.
Can you find all of these animal tracks on the trail? A giant forest hog, a pygmy hippo, and a gorilla.
What are you doing? Hey, we
Will you please sit down or you're going
to fall? To catch small game, first you need a net. Forest people make these fine nets and use them to trap small game. They work in teams. While one group chases the animals, another waits to trap the prey in the net.
There's the hay. There's like a giant, like, cut-out rhino that you can make pee everywhere, Liz. You'll enjoy that.
In loving memory of Genevieve S. Hayen, my greatest friend, my best teacher, Albert B. Hayen. Follow the hippo trail. Even bones are recycled.
Nature's recycled.
You can cut through all these trails. It'd be fun if you were a kid, but you're in a wagon.
Look, you can go around that way and you're in the forest. Hippos fertilize the forest.
Bet they do.
Turn the wheel and spread some hippo manure. Just kidding, it's only water. Where's it come out at?
Just turn the wheel, watch.
It's all.
Comes
through there.
Shoots out like all the way out to here. It's really funny.
Like a crack. Oh, shit. I'm disappointed. It didn't work.
That would have made your day.
You got little prints in here and leaf prints and stuff that's in the concrete. Can we use the forest without destroying it? Some people have done so for centuries. Nature's storehouse of medicinal plants. This seed pod comes from a plant called a sausage tree. It contains a milky liquid that forest people use to soothe scrapes and burns. Scientists are investigating it as a treatment for skin cancer. Huh. This right here is a little, kind of like a, they might bring in that, like some things in the forest, like a little trash.
Like a hut.
If you take your shoes off, you can't get out of the wagon.
Yeah, they're bongo drums.
If she holds my hand, can she walk? Yeah.
You want to hold Lizzie May's hand?
This is Violet around. She wouldn't hold my hand. That's why we got the issue here.
Don't hold my hand. You got to sit back in the wagon.
Okay. Sure. Where's that?
Okay.
Right
here.
There's just all kinds of fake pottery stuff sitting around.
It's really a hut?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they probably don't really nail it together. Nut it and bolt it to the ceiling. It's like, I don't know what that is. There's stuff hanging.
Yeah.
The ceiling's mashed on.
Well, cool.
Not really. If we were really mad, we could be.
It gives you an idea, anyway.
I'm a positive person, huh? There's a logging truck right there. I guess to show you that all the gorillas' forests are being chopped away.
Do what now?
I guess to show you the forests are all being chopped away.
Yeah.
Is that a gorilla head?
How could you kill something that's so much like you?
Do what now?
How could you kill something that's so much like you?
Yeah. Family people kill people.
Oh, I know. I'm just like, I couldn't.
It says infirmary.
Infirmary?
Okay. Doctor available first day of the month. Appointment request in the hospital. That's the first day of the month.
Ooh, that feels
like
good.
That.
That's nice. Good misting. That's amazing.
What, how much a little mist will feel good?
It feels so good.
It was getting to be too much. Ooh, a fan. It's even better.
Yeah.
When I used to go to Six Flags, that felt so much even better because we'd have to stand in line.
Yeah.
Feel the water.
This feels even better, Liz, right here.
Remember in Phoenix, like in front of the hotels, they'd have those misters?
Yeah. I was watching CNN the other day, and they were talking about how in Phoenix it was 100. It's been 120 degrees for the past week. It's like the hottest
Marley?
Ever been.
Remember?
Size of its mama.
Oh.
If you look, you can. The walls, like maybe you can see under the water too, and both the bums are right next to each other, and then they look a different size. Yeah, look. You can
look
see
at the baby.
Difference.
Oh my goodness. Their head looks just a little bit bigger than smaller than the mom's.
Yeah.
Baby, but that's him. Oh,
he's cute.
You see the baby?
Yeah, they're over here. Look at the baby hippo.
Your
hips
on crack, too.
Alright, that was it.
The hippo was the finale, huh? How old did they say that baby was?
It didn't say.
I think they told us at the beginning.
Look, how do you measure up to a full-grown gorilla? You're a lot bigger. Look, it's like outlined by the...
Oh, I am bigger.
And your arms aren't as long.
Let's see. Nope.
It's only got like 5 inches on
him. Oh, shoot, it's got a foot on me. Look at that.
Oh, we're not even seeing
it. Yeah, but I was touching his other...
All together. By age 14, females reach an adult weight of 130 pounds.
A little bit. The girl's got it made.
Look at him. They always have to
go. They always rush down. What are they doing?
Holding this giant bull, it looks like, and just trying to be cute.
slaying on its back with its feet like hanging over the rope.
Just move.
Oh, see the bird?
Look, here he comes.
Why are there birds in there? Oh, they're climbing through the hole.
Well, right here.
There's
one down in there, too. That's how they're coming in and out.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the birds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The birds.
I just saw one come through the hole. He looks like the master.
What's that?
These are so interactive. He's coming right up to
Marley. Marley, look, he's in front of you.
Look down, Marley. Look down, don't look. Look down. Look right here.
She keeps looking up.
Marley.
Look down here.
Look down on the ground. See him?
She missed it. He was right up there. Yeah, he came right up to you guys, huh?
Hey, yeah.
You want to go look at these girls? There's one over here. There's like four in there.
Come out there.
You have to watch them. Oh,
look, Marley. Look.
Little guys.
Oh, this one is coming right up by you. This is very neat. They walk on the knuckles. Like, cool. Frank, Bengatti, Kicho, Jelani, and Cecile.
Bengatti.
Frank. Frank is the boss. Oh no, there's Phil, Timmy, Helen. Yeah, that one's pretty. That one's like kind of white. Now it's picking up Freddy's nose. That's so gross. It's picking the other gorilla's nose and then putting it up to its eye and looking. Liz, come here. This gorilla's picking its friend's nose and then looking at the bird. Watch. Awesome. He woke up.
What are you doing, man?
See, these guys always put on a show.
They know what gets to people, don't they?
Hilly area of town.
Yeah.
There's just, if you look out past where you zoom in, there's just like lots of hills.
Hmm.
Fans.
Pardon me?
Fans.
Yeah.
Can you imagine really living in Africa?
Get used to it.
Like, I'm talking about, like, not being like a, just being like a tribe person.
I'll hear from lady from the
thanks to the pioneering work of Diane Fossey, we know it's possible to get close to gorillas and win their trust. Fossey spent countless years watching how gorillas behave, figuring out who's boss and who's not. Then she acted like a subordinate gorilla, crouching down with her head low, moving slowly, and making soft belching sounds. Our keepers take a similar approach, staying quiet and adopting a non-threatening posture, lets the gorillas know they're safe in our midst. With time, keepers and gorillas can form trusting one-on-one relationships. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that movie Gorillas in the Midst is about.
Yeah.
I never saw it. I always thought that one guy kind of looked like a gorilla, though. Who's in it? Sidney Poitier. You know what I'm talking about? That black.
Sidney Poitier?
Yeah, there you go. It's not that hard, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he kind of looked like a gorilla. Not because he's black, just because he literally looks like a gorilla.
So what are we walking through here?
This is just like a gift shop, I don't know what. To make you try to buy some extra for the gorillas.
Hi, girl. That was weird. Come on.
Do adventure continues.
Try some.
Ever in that thing.
Well, they've got them in the mall too, don't they?
Yeah, in Jefferson Mall. That's the only mall that I remember. Oh, yeah, she's so pretty.
She's free.
Yeah. How do you make cookies and cream dipping dots? That's what I want to know. It's $3.75 for 5 ounces.
To pull that wagon, Liz? Maybe I should get in.
Huh?
I should get in the wagon.
Get in the wagon? How much time is it for?
Hey.
Huh?
Watch it now.
It's
Siberia.
The one we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, these are.
Because we really
Yeah. Last summer, these were both just born, and there was like three baby tigers.
Okay, go ahead, bud.
Have you ever saw
them? No. You want to go up this step?
Come here to for the tiger.
Up on the baby thing, Nicholas.
And there's your call. Are you pretty?
Pretty. Pretty.
Get in the water.
I wonder if they've got their cage cooled for them. For Siberian.
No, they're outside.
Hmm. They still look young,
don't they?
There's one all the way back there. You see it? He's hiding in between the rocks. Yeah. He's sleeping. Huh.
It's in Russia. The cold part of it.
Oh, really? I just have to do regular looking ones, though.
Oh, they're regular tigers.
Aren't Siberian white?
Hmm?
Aren't Siberian white?
Yeah, I thought they were.
You're usually sleeping right
now. Yeah. Now there's some people. Okay. That's just
tigers.
In the shower. Water too. When you sip on water, you don't get it hot.
I don't like carrying it. I used to have a backpack that held water.
You want to go get the sprinkler down?
No, I'm good.
I need a bit much.
So what's next?
I don't know. Oh, polar bears.
I hope to have them in a cool spot.
No, well, they're out in the sun too, but I'm sure their water tank's cool, wouldn't
you
think?
Yeah, you would think so.
The mini train. There's a line to get on that thing.
Is there?
Usually the seats are full. Mm-hmm. Usually it's totally packed.
I bet Mars would like that.
Yeah, the train's kind of nice. It's cool. It's breezy. Do you want to ride the train later? We should do the train instead of the ferry.
You want to ride the train?
Yeah.
Usually there's like a 20-minute wait for the train to get on, but nobody's doing the train.
They have a motion simulator.
What's that, Liz?
Those things that you ride in, and there's a big screen in front of it, and it. Those things can't move.
Okay. You know, they're no good for a blind person at all.
Well, I imagine. That probably makes you really want to pee.
No, it's just like sitting there.
Getting knocked around, jerk. The Back to the Future one was so amazing.
Yeah.
That one didn't make me feel sick at all.
I guess because that's why the motion simulators like scare people who can see so bad, because you got the picture with the little bit of the motion.
Right.
Because if you get on the roller coaster and close your eyes, you're still scared the crap out of you. I guess because all that pushing, the G-force and all that crap.
I can't get over that one that you and I rode last year. That
oh, she's pushing it. I was wondering what the deal was.
I didn't realize we were going upside down.
Oh, yeah. Come on, like those wagons. We're going to have to go back there.
Yeah.
And ride some more roller coasters. The Chang is really scary. You have to stand up on that one. People were trying to
comment. That's not smart.
That's always been there, that.
Oh, no, thanks for starting up the last one. Give me your hand. Thank you.
Yeah, they're in the cave. And the cement is like all wetted down. So.
See them over there?
You see the bears, Mars?
Big white bear. See the big white bear?
Over there.
Kind of like your killer bear, huh?
Big gear bear.
Bears don't look anything like stuffed bears.
Mm-mm. It's so funny. We'll try to make them look cute.
Carter. Carter Wayne. Come here, baby. Carter.
They don't even shape the same.
No, I want to see you.
You can see ya. There's all kinds of wind.
No, I see.
We gotta go to the next one.
No!
The 86 that call me on the
Let's go.
Come on, we're gonna go see some more animals.
Alright, you stay here. We'll
you
come pick you back up later.
Oh,
you wanna go there?
You ready? Come on.
Marley. Come on.
That's the zoo exit. This one.
Bunny.
Yeah, it's a little bitty bunny, isn't it?
Get it. Can we get him? Get it.
What is it, Liz?
It's a little bunny.
Get it.
Oh, yeah.
What would she do if she really caught that bunny? Hold on, stand still for a sec. Wagon issue.
It was a baby bunny.
One big hill, and I get it on the right side of me. All right. Yeah. Come hither.
Come hither.
Michelle, you want me to get that?
No. It was just about to roll down the hill when I had to position myself. It's all gravy.
I guess we shouldn't have brought the wagon.
No, 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 no. It's alright, it's not that. It's not as big of a pain as a stroller, actually. Maybe pull something.
They should make one that you can fold up and put on your bag, carry.
Hey, you might be on to something. Maybe you should try to patent that idea.
Mm-hmm.
They have chairs you can do that with.
Do they?
Uh-oh, they must be doing the seal. Everyone's crowded around the seal.
With the what?
The seal. Everyone's crowded. So every time I go to the seal exhibit, I just want to jump in that water. It's so bad. It's so blue. And they always look like they're having so much fun.
I think they are having fun.
I don't have to worry about big sharks eating them. I was watching this thing about great white sharks on Discovery Channel, and I think it kind of disturbed Marley. She was like, oh, cute. She's like, big fishy. And I'm like, oh, it's a seal. And she's like, cute. She was so excited, and they were talking about how great whites have the element of surprise.
And all
big shark just jumps up and rips it to pieces. She's kind of looked.
Whoops.
Is it like fishy? I'm like, yeah, big fishy. They're talking about how the most dangerous shark is bull shark. Like when it comes to people attack.
Yeah.
And that's the ones that keep getting people in Florida because they like to hang out on the coast.
Yeah.
So scary. Again, every time you come out, it's going to be a little bit different. Oh, they're training. That's the danger. It's the same order.
All right, so Sam's going to get ready and bring Bart outside. It still wants to get wet out there. Anybody still dry? Okay. Some of you guys, thank you for joining us. We have one safety rule, and that's not leaning off the wall.
There's going to be nowhere to stand on the wall. Oh, she got some cocks out there.
Is that peacock still here?
Yeah, there's a yellow one. One came up to me with its feathers out. That means they want to mate.
Mommy, that's great.
Thank you. Put your hands right over. There's a type of fish called Caitlin, folks. It's just about the same size and shape as your finger. So if Bart sees your hand hanging over, he may think, well, that's a fish or a couple of fish, and I'm going to check it out. He'll do that by biting it. This is Bart's one impersonation that he does. Anybody have an idea what that is? Shark, that's right. Bart does a Jaws impersonation, and that's because killer whales and sharks are the main predators of seals and sea lions. That's a fun behavior, Bart. Bart is Cicely's son. You saw Cicely out here a moment ago. Ma'am, please don't let your fingers hang over. Thank you so much. Bart does bite, and it does hurt. Certainly don't want anyone else to experience that. Sam and Angela and I have all been bit. Sam, we can tell you firsthand, it's not a pleasant experience. Bart is 11 years old. He's got a birthday coming up on the 15th of August next month. Everyone say hi to Bart. Now he's going to do what's called a target jump. He'll jump out of the pool and try to touch the tip of that pole with his nose. Bart was able to touch that pole quite easily. He's got some very acrobatic. Take a look at Bart as he swims through the water. You'll notice he's going to use his front flippers to propel himself through the water. Sea lions swim in a flying motion with the front flippers used for propulsion, and they steer with the rear flippers. Now he's going to try a back flip. Very nice.
That's a big seal.
I think that's an easy behavior to do. Bart weighs around 450 pounds, so that's a lot of weight to get up in the air there. There's a lot of coordination. A lot of agility to do that. Now Bart is our best splasher. He can throw water 10 or 15 to 20 feet past the wall. So near the wall area, there's a very good chance you will get wet during this portion of the training session.
Like that.
Watch Bart when he splashes. You'll notice he uses the large front flipper. Splash. Also used for swimming. We talked about a moment ago. If you look at Bart, you'll notice the front flippers are quite a bit larger than the rear flipper. That's typical of sea lions. Different for gray seals, which you're going to see a little bit later. In fact, it's just the opposite for true seals. Gray seals are part of the true seal family. Now during the training session, you're going to hear Sam blowing on a whistle. Sam will ask Bart to do a behavior. This is going to be a splash. And if Bart splashes correctly, or throws up a good splash with a nice bit of water over the wall, Sam's going to blow on the whistle. So the whistle essentially means yes to Bart. So whenever he's asked to do any behavior, if he does it properly, the trainer, in this case Sam, will blow the whistle every time. However, he will not always receive fish. The fish is the main reinforcer, or primary reinforcer, and the whistle is referred to as a bridge or secondary reinforcer.
Yeah, well.
You guys, please don't let your hands hang over the wall. Red Sox, thank you. Bart can move very, very quickly through the water, capable of swimming between 30 and 35 miles an hour. So he can move from one side of the pool to the other in no time at all. In fact, California sea lions like Bart are the fastest swimmers of all the different types of seals and sea lions. He's also able to run or gallop at about 15 miles an hour out of the pool. He can move along on the front apron out there very quickly as well. Bart weighs close to 450 pounds, and believe it or not, it's actually a little bit small for an adult male California sea lion. Please watch your fingers over here, sweetheart. Please don't do that. Someone help tell her not to do that. Put your hand back, please. Thank you.
Hey, we can all go
play. Okay, guys, I can't hate to be harping on the hands, but it's extremely important that you keep your hands back. This animal does bite. And we don't want to invite any of you all today. So please help us out and remember to do that.
Look at Rory.
We would appreciate it. And with Bart, I'm sure.
Let's raise up the bill.
Please don't let your hands hang over the wall. Hi, over here. Please don't do that, okay? Thank you so much.
I hope one of these kids get bit. They still got their hands on you.
They don't listen, do they?
I couldn't do that to you.
Alright, you heard Bart vocalizing there a second ago. For some reason, the animals are called a sea lion, that loud vocalization. Some people compare that to the roar of the African lion. Male California sea lions vocalize a lot, more so than gray seals. And we got a bottle cap over there by the rock that just fell in. During breeding season, male sea lions will patrol a section of the beach and guard it from other males. They will run other males off by biting them, chasing them down, barking at them. So it's very vocal during that time of the year. And it will allow as many females as they can gather to gather on their section of the beach for breeding purposes. Sea lions are much more vocal than gray seals. Gray seals usually limit their vocalizations to breeding season. A lot of times between the mother and the pup. Whereas sea lions will spend a lot of time barking.
You want to come up here more? Once people move. Oops, sorry.
Okay, we're going to take Bart inside. Take our guest inside. See him moving along the apron of the pool there. Give Bart and Sam a hand. That's a nice job for you today. We're going to move over to the pool to your right and work with our great seal Linus. So feel free to join us over there if you'd like. If not, we want to thank you for coming. Hope you enjoyed our seal and sea lion training session. Hope you have a nice day at the zoo.
That's why it's so big.
Well, they are vocal, aren't they?
Walk over to the next floor.
We'll go eat afterwards.
Huh? Okay.
We'll go eat somewhere after.
Oh, this is weird. You can hold birds. It's so
what shell?
This is new. You can hold the birds.
Oh, neat.
Or keep landing. Dude, Marley's gonna crack up. Yeah, I'll look at it. I don't want these birds to really land on me.
Why not?
So I don't want to buy any nectar. Do you want to buy some nectar?
Nah.
I don't want to buy the nectar.
Would Marley like it? So we're in a cage with the birds now.
Oh, they're gonna land on you next or not? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Takes a little more time with no nectar.
Look at the birds.
They have tons of these in Bolivia, Michelle.
What kind are they?
I don't know.
Larakeet.
What they look like?
They're just bright. They look like little parakeets, but their eyes are kind of red.
Little parakeets.
Big ones. Yeah, they're big. I'm going to get out of here. I don't want one to land on.
Oh, you wuss. You just stay still.
I'm gonna scream, dude.
Ow, jeez! Nicholas, did you get one?
Oh, it landed on her head. That's awesome.
That's funny. That's good over there.
Dude, if you hold your hand out, they might come to you.
I mean, like just with your palm up like that or something?
See, he has one.
I mean, would you? What are we going to do if the birds land?
We're both going to scream.
I know we are.
Okay, they're not going to come, dude. Oh, look, one landed right on his head. Just hope he doesn't do anything. It'll wash. He doesn't have any neck, that's what he said. They'll land on you. Uh-oh. Land it right on the little kid's head. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all over there. Maybe we could go over there.
You want me to take you over there?
Me and Marley will stay right here.
If y'all want to go out.
Marley would like it. One just flew past my head.
Oh, son, don't go back there. That's lorikeets only.
Oh. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, if you would have went over there, dude, they're landing all over those
feet. I wonder why they just go in certain places.
People want to have some nectar.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little cup. You want a bird?
I want Michelle to stay over here.
Come on. Put your hand out and see if he'll come to you. Turn it the other way.
There you go.
Yeah, neat. Well, he's a good little birdie. Yeah. See that, Mars? You want to touch him? He's just kind of pecking a little bit.
And his tongue's coming over to the side. You want to hold your arm out, please? There you go. You missed it, Chow. Put your arm back out for him. Watch it.
You want to hold him, Mars?
Put your hand back out. She pecked at him.
That's cute.
The bird?
He's going up my shoulder now. He's pulling
he's
on my shirt.
He nipples at you.
That's cool.
He's nippling at your shirt.
He's pulling himself
look,
up.
Look, yeah, oh, he's on your your wire.
Yeah, you get on my bracelet.
No more. Come on, Amy. Come on, don't
be. Hey there, little bird.
Want me to take him off?
No, yeah, I'm fine.
He's fine.
Okay. Well, that bird's not leaving you.
He's what?
I was enjoying himself.
Yeah.
I love
we're buddies now.
He likes all guys.
I can tell.
Okay, you can stay here with
me. I wonder if he'd let me touch him.
He's drinking your sweat. That's why I like
would he let me touch him?
Yeah, new there.
Will he let you pat him?
I think he probably will. That one's real.
Well?
He climbed on my finger.
Put that one on.
Yeah.
Just hold the cup.
Hey there, little guy.
It's not scary at all when he doesn't
want
to.
So good. It's eating your sweat. That is it.
When I put my finger up there, he grabs it with his feet.
Yeah.
Or I guess he jumps on my finger.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah, he did.
Look at that. He's cool. He
that one's really pretty. That one's all rainbow colored.
What's this one? Oh, he's letting me touch his belly.
You do have a buddy there.
I do.
He's got a blue head and a green neck and an orange and yellow and red belly and green wings. And very bright, bright, vivid colors. His eyes are red.
We're on a first name basis.
Oh, look at the one
on Pappy.
Look, Mars.
Look at the one up here on Pappy.
He'll let you pet him. Is it? Well, I'm enjoying my little buddy here. He lets you pet him even, Liz. Look at there. Oh, goodness. He screamed. Yeah, he's nibbling my finger. See that, Mars? See the bird? All right, little buddy. I guess I need to go now. Yeah.
Here, come here.
I'll pull mine back.
Come here. Come here. Please come here.
Just put your hand up there. He'll get on it.
Come on. No, he really likes you. He likes that sweat on his neck. It didn't get on his back. It, like, shoots. Because it shot a little girl who was riding by. Come here. Please. No. Step off, woman.
Yeah.
My buddy. You might have to have an
employee get
him off.
Alright, well, y'all ready?
Yeah.
He's talking to me. Well, hey, little guy.
Hi. Yeah, you see the bird swinging?
Yeah. Hey, take a picture of him for me, boo.
Alright. There's not a flash on
here. No.
You want a bird right there, or do you want to put your hand down?
Look over here. There you go.
She wants it on her hand now.
There you go. He won't even get on my hand.
What? Put your hand there up there, Patty.
Thanks.
He's probably, he's licking the sweat off of him.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
let's see if I can get him to get on my hand.
No, he won't.
Oh, don't see the wire.
He's not moving, dude.
That is so cool, huh?
It is.
Hey, can you come remove a bird? It won't. Yeah, it won't get off of him. Oh, you just got shot.
I'm scared of him.
Oh,
honey, all right.
I just don't like birds.
All right. I can't imagine why.
That was neat.
Can't hurt you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I had to explain myself when I flinched when it flew by me.
Did
you want
to wash your hands?
Yeah.
That guy
was up in there. I had him on my head. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Hold it up.
Over here. Baby. There you go. All right.
Thank you.
Is there soap, Sal?
Yeah.
Right here.
Think it smells better than that attic?
He was your friend, though.
He sure was. The bird got the back of that guy's shirt.
Marley.
Where's the trash?
Right here.
Okay. Thanks.
Come on, girl. That's back the way we came from. No. Well, that's where we came from. We need to go up that way.
Got your wagon?
She got it. I can get the wagon.
Or maybe Marlo will get in. You want to get in the wagon?
No.
You want to get in?
Maybe Liz wants to get in.
You
want
to get in?
You want to drink the water, Pappy?
Yeah, I do.
Come here. Here. Drink your water. You have cold water. I'm getting hungry.
Let's go eat.
The rest of the stuff's boring.
I'm ready whenever you guys are.
Put it in there so we can store it. Put your sippy cup in there.
Sure does. I was just thinking that.
All right, give me your hand until we get going. Which one?
Y'all ready to vamoose?
Vamoose. I thought it was vamoose.
Vamoose. I don't know.
Watch your head.
I see what you mean.
Told you, man. Get up here. You're going to have my hand in front of me. So I'm going to bust fishies from that field.
Yeah. So what are we going past here?
The sea lion.
The sea lion? Is that what you said?
Well, we walked too far.
Over here, Pappy's going
to
run.
You want that hat done? This is a pretty big pool.
I'm going to run you over.
Go ahead and go, you guys.
All right.
You wait a minute.
Is that water? This keeps going back in there.
I'm ready to go swimming now. Get in here. Oh, this is so good.
Boy, these kind of days would be nice to have a pool.
A lot of bathing suits this year, and I've only been swimming twice.
And you hold my hand.
Come on, Marlo.
Go ahead. Good
luck. You got work on the steering part, though.
Let's do here, but what about on the right?
There was nothing, but now there's a bird. Looks like an owl. It's Hedwig. Brought to you by Smith's Furniture.
Who? Smith's Furniture, that's who.
It doesn't look like Hedwig at all. Those eyes are so creepy.
What's he doing awake at this time of day?
I guess probably just there's nothing going on at night. Cats are supposed to be nocturnal too, but
yeah, I guess they like to see the activity.
Cat, even though sometimes you can hear them romping around at night, they still sleep. They sleep all the time.
Hey, yeah, dogs too.
There's a jaguar in there.
It's all in the back.
Watch your head. I didn't even know they were going to have that Lorikeet Landing.
That what?
Lorikeet Landing.
What's that?
The thing we just did. Your best friend, your new best friend, is a Lorikeet. His name's Herm. Hermie.
Was it?
No, I just made that up. I'm trying to make a silly name.
Hi, Marla.
Hermie. There's bamboo all over the city. I want some bamboo.
It's pretty nice, too.
It is huge today. In the spring, it's not so big.
Are they cording off part of it?
No, I'm just meant because I'm so hot and tired.
Oh.
It's huge today. There's gotcha. Snow left there. Can you see it? But I don't see him.
Oh, there he is. At the very top.
Dead animal guts or something like that. Mommy. I made you dinner, buddy. Oh, I see him now. That's a long tail.
Come on.
So, Pappy's gonna run you over. The turtles are really cool. And last time we came, they were having sex. Watch out, Marley.
Get up here. You
want to
get in a wagon? Then get up here.
Seriously, it's amazing to watch a turtle get it on. They're giant ones. They kept making a sound.
We're not.
Larry. Did you hear that?
What?
Those giant turtles were having sex last time.
Oh, really?
And it was like, it's so funny.
Go ahead.
There's that skunk smell again.
Watch out.
Is that like a little tour thing?
I'll
pull the wagon. You go ahead and go. You go. With her in it.
I'll get her.
Mm.
Just go ahead.
Liz knows how to keep her busy.
You want to go in here?
Let's go in here.
She's probably hungry again.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can just cut through now.
We're crying if we don't eat.
Oh, I don't want to be in here for a second. Well.
In here?
I'm gonna get some.
Go ahead.
Some meta zoo. Oh no, okay. I don't know which one's mine. That one's mine.
No, you stay there for a minute so we can get some water. Here, hold these. Hold it.
Fresh
water.
These are the fish that are in the water, so it's in custody. Just go look at that and then bounce. Here, it's your code water. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is my stuff.
Those fountains are really low. Vamos. Animal skeletons and stuff in here. There's a tiny frog mouth in here. It's a shy bird, apparently. Big fat bird. It looks like a pulled up drink. There's a Virginia possum.
Get your sippy cup. That's a parrot.
That's a parrot. It's supposed to be like native to Here I am.
Inland bearded dragon.
Ah. Wait, Liz. Come here first.
Look at this. It looks like it has two heads.
That's a bearded dragon.
No, the thing is sitting on.
Those are spiky. They're all sitting perfectly still. They don't look real.
What does it say that thing is over there?
Oh, it's a shingle bat and skink.
Skink.
Bird of tails.
Beard of thorns.
All right.
Okay, mommy. There'll be something to eat.
Are you hungry, Marnie?
Marnie, hungry? Marnie?
They're hard to push.
They have little presentations there sometimes.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently so, guys.
I didn't realize the zoo was this big.
Yeah, this is the end of the zoo. You can tell by the hill.
Oh, the songs.
They don't do that in the new one. I got all mad. Here, I'll get it.
Yep. Come on.
Sure.
Watch out.
Oh, here we go. Now it says it's a dolphin catfish. It's a, no, the arowana. That's a weird fish. You see it? Look up there.
This one right here.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Catfish.
I was just told that's a weird fish. It rides along the top. It can leap 6 feet to catch flying prey. Good God.
And that's a Kentucky native fish?
No, no. That was the other place. These are from Amazon.
Yeah.
Somebody got bit by an ostrich the other day. I'm not holding you up. You can peek through the glass. I'm not holding you up because I'm clumsy and I might drop you in there with the white alligator.
You want me to hold you,
I'm
Mars?
That's $1 million to drop you.
Hold that, bud. You want me to hold you up there so you can see the alligator?
You can't even see him.
Can you see him? Pardon me?
King Louie is one of only 40 albino American alligators in the world.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Very rare.
Wow. You always hear these stories of albino alligators in the New York sewer system. Is there any truth to any of that?
I haven't heard about albinos in the sewer. Yeah, all the 40 of the albinos that we know of in the world can all be traced back to the same set of normal colored wild cats from Louisiana. That's the only breeding pair we know of that produce the albino man.
Oh, okay.
Here, Marley, look.
Yeah, I have heard stories of them in the sewer. The problem with the stories are alligators just simply couldn't survive in that cold environment.
Yeah, yeah. Urban legend, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Dad, take your cane. Thank
you. You're
welcome. Now she got my wrist. She wanted to take it from me. When you took it.
How big is this guy? Is King Louie?
He's pretty little.
Is he?
How big is he? Like feet wise.
Right now he's 6'2" to 6'4". We haven't measured him and weighed him lately.
Okay.
Right now he should be around 90 to 95 pounds.
And he's kind of little, he looks.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's only 8.5 years old.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
he's not even a teenager yet. He has the same lifespan as a human.
Oh, did he?
65 to 80 years is considered normal for him.
Wow.
Of course, he's a male, so by the time he's 22 to 25, he should reach a minimum of 13 feet for us.
All right.
Hmm.
I say, so far, he's right on target.
Yeah.
He's grown 4 to 6 inches since we placed him in here back in March. I say, he's right on target for his age and his length.
And y'all got him from Louisiana?
He came to us from St. Augustine, Florida. That's where the gentleman sends the albino hatch in to be reared.
Okay.
Like we do here, they have special coating on the windows that prevent them from getting sunburned to death.
Yeah. I guess they have visual problems too, since they have no.
Yes, not to the extent humans do, but since they are albino, mm-hmm. They will have a shorter rod in the eye,
uh-huh.
And of course they lack a color in the iris,
yeah.
So their vision will be weaker.
Hmm.
I say it's usually not to the extent of humans. He does see that's at least half as well as an alligator.
So they'd probably have a little bit of a time surviving out in the, you know, in the wild.
Oh, there's never been a confirmed report of a white alligator or crocodile in the wild.
Is that right?
The first problem they face is a hatchling. Any alligator or crocodile's mortality rate for predators is 98% to 99%. Being white in a green and brown environment, they just simply wouldn't be the first seen and eaten.
Yeah.
The other problem, especially the albinos have, without a pigment in their skin, they're also an endotherm, like all reptiles, meaning he can't regulate his body temperature
in
a sunbathe.
Yeah.
I say they literally will sunburn up to the point of death even if they're trying to keep warm.
Good point.
Just lucky for him, a gentleman down in Louisiana has an alligator farm, collects eggs out of the wild, and hatches them for his farm.
Oh.
And a couple years in a row, he realized he had one or two albino hatchlings. When we checked through his notes, sure enough, they're coming from the same nesting area. A female alligator, barring a natural disaster like a flood, will return approximately the same site year after year when she builds her mound. So they can positively identify the female, and they're 98% certain they know the dominant male in the region.
Okay.
As long as he remains dominant and the female's not poached, which you never know in Louisiana, so we should be able to see a few more of them.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Very nice critter. Of course, we have no plans to breed them because they are all brother and sister. That's because our zoo policy, as well as the American Zoo Aquarium Association we belong to. But, you know, never say never. 5 years from now, they could have another pair.
True.
Produce alibi, and then we'll be able to re-examine that.
So are you an alligator expert at the zoo?
Well, my official title now is an alligator interpreter.
Interpreter, you say?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm here to answer anyone's questions on alligator or really anything else in this room.
Well, neat. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. That's good information.
Oh, no problem.
What's the big rush? What?
There's a python over there. That alligator is cool. Like, you can see through the water. It's like the head was floating above, but the bottom of his body was just sitting straight down.
Huh.
It's funny.
Oh, so that's, I didn't realize that's how they float.
I mean, I think they do it different ways. It sure is. There's an anaconda in here over there.
Sure.
That's so
fat. Anaconda?
His head's probably like the size of my hand.
Wow.
Like, my
finger
is sticking out.
Feels good. Maybe.
Need a look. No, we don't. That way.
Here, you'll be out there. You can't go any further.
My chimpanzee
over here. I guess we'll end this podcast then.
It's been
Flying Cool Tech 55 at the Louisville Zoo.
Forgot we were podcasting.
I know, I do too. Yeah, some of it is. That's what the fast forward button's for. You can reach us at 206-984-9203. FlyingCoolTech@gmail.com. Or visit our website, aph.org/tech/vct.htm. Y'all have a good one, and we'll see you next time.
Advertising?
And let people know.
I know.
In case they just get this at random, you know.